This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is a really important show today. I've complained about the medical orthodoxy on this show so many times that everybody pretty much knows how I feel about it. And I've also complained about the fact that most doctors do not put any value in nutrition, its ability to manifest disease, and the reverse of that, which is its ability to actually cure disease. It was Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who first said, "Let food be thy medicine." And true words were never spoken. But today's doctors, they don't pay any attention to nutrition. In fact, I think they take maybe a very, very brief semester in medical school that addresses nutrition, and it really doesn't address anything. I mean, it just goes over what the USDA and what the government recommends in the way of nutrition, which is nothing. I mean, nothing at all, and all wrong on top of that. Well, my guest today is actually a relative of mine. His name is John Finnegan. He's my brother-in-law, married to my sister Valerie. And the reason he's on the show today is because he has a very, very profound story to share with everyone, especially those of you who may be fighting cancer right now. How you doing, John?
Hey, very good, Carl.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning. How many months ago did your stomach bother you when you went to the doctors?
It was actually January 19th of 2009.
That's a date you'll never forget, I bet, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And you went to the doctors, and you went there why? Because your stomach was bloated or what?
Actually, I was getting a sharp pain on my left side of my stomach, and I was going through burping a lot.
Okay. Okay.
Every time after I ate.
Okay. So you go to the doctors, and what do they do?
The first thing they did, they took a endoscope.
Okay. And when they went into your stomach, what did they say?
The first time they saw a large mass surrounded with an ulcer.
Okay. And did they tell you what that mass was? Did they do a biopsy at that time?
They did a biopsy. They did 8 biopsies the first time.
And what did they say?
They said they couldn't find anything the first time. And he said he wanted to go with me to take another test, and this time he was going to take 22 more biopsies.
Okay, now, but they did find, but there was a mass. What they were trying to determine at that point in time of whether or not.
But it was not cancer.
Right, exactly. Okay, so they went back in the second time, excuse me, and they took 22 more biopsies, and what did they find the second time?
The second time they found, this is what the biopsy read, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
So cancer.
Cancer, yes.
Okay. Now, at that point in time, I happen to know, you and I talked. I happened to be in Phoenix for a little while at that time as well. And you were really freaked out, right? I mean, now you've got cancer. You're thinking, my God, this is serious.
Well, it was also the way it was presented to me. If I could maybe...
Yeah, please elaborate.
Yes. Like I said, the first test came back negative, and when I was going through it, he said, "Well, we're going to take another test. We're going to take 22 more biopsies." And the red flag came out in my brain. I said, "22 more biopsies? I mean, what's going on?" And the first test came back negative, you know. So I took the 22 more biopsies, and I was in his office, and I was talking to him, and he said, "Well, everything is good. You don't have any cancer. Take Prevacid for 2 more weeks and come back and see me." I said, "That's great." With that, a nurse walks in, hands him a piece of paper. He turns around and says to me, "Well, everything just changed."
That fast.
So
who the hell was that nurse?
So he goes, "You have lymphoma." So I looked at him, and I looked at the watch, and I looked at the clock, and he got the biopsy report at 10:30. Now, this is at 2:30, quarter to 3, and I was ready to walk out of the office. He never read the biopsy report.
Oh, my gosh.
He was going to send me home off the first biopsy report. And he started to backpedal a little bit, and he said to the nurse, well, when did we get this? And the nurse looked at him, kind of flush-looking, and said, well, we got this around 10:30. And this was at 2:30, quarter to 3.
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, he had me spun around outside talking to another nurse to go see an oncologist. That quick.
Yeah. And this is why, my listeners, this is why I tell you, doctors are not born with any kind of special talents. They are average people. They could have become mechanics or butchers, and they could make mistakes just like everybody else. And this is a perfect example of why you must always challenge your doctor, because you may have a doctor make a diagnosis and he doesn't have the right information in front of him. This example exactly. He was ready to send you home, but 2 seconds later, it's like, oh, you've got cancer.
Exactly.
So he wasn't on top of his job, basically.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. All right. I mean, if that guy was a mechanic, you'd probably never use him again, right?
No.
Okay. All right, so now you got cancer. So what's going through your mind?
Well, you know, I guess just like everybody else, it was like, why me? And, you know, all the, you know, the sitting on a pity party and saying, you know, what did I do wrong? And, you know, I thought I was doing everything right in life. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I was eating the right food. I thought I was eating the right food, actually, and which I wasn't.
Right.
And then I spoke to you.
Right.
And you told me about ginger extract.
Right. Okay.
You said it was good for inflammation. It was good for ulcers.
But more importantly, ginger extract. We had a great opportunity here. Before we get into the whys I discussed ginger extract with you, when I first spoke to you and said, John, I want you to order some ginger extract from my supplier, you didn't do it immediately, right?
No.
What went through your mind at that point in time when I told you this, truthfully?
Well, I guess I don't want to say it like everybody else, because that's not a fair assumption. I just thought, well, you got cancer, and that's it. You got it. And you just got to follow the medical procedure, like just take baby steps 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and take it as it comes, which I think a lot of people do.
Right. Right, they go because they believe the doctors know what they're doing. They, you know, we put implicit trust in physicians, almost, and it's the reason why they feel like God is because we endow them with that. We don't challenge them, we don't question them, and we allow them to say whatever, you know, they take whatever course of action that they want. The truth of the matter is, you put two doctors in the same room, you get three opinions. So obviously, that's not science. Science always has a definitive outcome, like math. That's not science. If two doctors can want to do two different things with you. To end up with the same results. So, but when I told you about ginger, I told you about the research on ginger and its ability to actually shrink tumors, did you believe me? Truthfully.
Well, I have to be honest with you, my eyes were starting to get a little wide open for the first time. And you said to me that, I'm telling you, if you take this within a couple weeks, not only will it shrink the tumor, but the tumor will be gone.
Okay. All right, and so, but at that point in time, I remember you didn't order it right away, right?
No, I didn't, no.
You probably waited, a week before you ordered it?
I would say a week to 10 days.
Okay, all right. So the reality is that while let's face it, you were searching for answers, and you and I used to bet the horses, and so you always want to spread your bet. You got to wheel it sometimes because you don't know for sure who's going to win and who's going to come in second.
That's
so
you were going to
wheel your bet. You were going to say, okay, I'm going to do what the doctor says. I'm going to look for some other alternatives too. I want to make sure that I stack the odds in my favor for capping this thing once and for all and moving on from it. So while you did consider the ginger, it had to be low on the list, right? You had to think to yourself, gee, you know, what the hell is ginger going to do for me, right?
Exactly. Well, first of all, I was being banged around like a ping pong ball. First, I didn't have cancer. No, I do have cancer. So my thought process wasn't really centered on, you know, one possible answer that just could take care of it.
Right.
So I was really, truly apprehensive about everything.
Everything, right. And naturally apprehensive about everything, but really looking hard for the magic bullet, because you kind of feel like I got one shot at getting this right. I don't want to screw it up, because this is life. This isn't I'm going to lose $100. This is like, man, I can really be shortening my life dramatically here. So it's an important decision. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up with the story, because I can promise everybody that's listening to the story, you're going to hear something remarkable. We're talking with my brother-in-law, John Finnegan, who remembers when I was a snot-nosed little kid. Right, John? All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
4 o'clock in the morning. I'm the only one you know in the world that won't be home.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Some live for the something I feel. She whined for the bill, grind for the bill.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And don't forget, there's lots of free stuff at superhumanradio.com. Free samples of Concrete, free samples of Ibunex, which is a topical ibuprofen product. Free samples of Drive, which is a pre-workout supplement that has no stimulants in it. Free samples of Gamma O, which is a natural testosterone booster. You can get free samples of all these things by visiting superhumanradio.com. And always look down in the free stuff area for these goodies. And you never pay shipping and handling when you get something for free on my radio show. My guest today is my brother-in-law, John Finnegan, and we're talking today about his real-life experience, a reality. Almost, we should have done a reality TV show in retrospect, John.
Yeah, we should have.
You know, who knew? I didn't have the common sense to think about that at that point in time. But all right, so let's get back to this. So I told you to get ginger extract, and the reason I told you to get ginger extract for this particular instance is because we had a really unique opportunity here. Ginger extract has been shown in rat model studies to completely shrink the tumors, skin tumors. What they did was they took rats and they injected them with a solution that causes spontaneous tumor growth in the skin. And then they put a poultice, which is basically distilled water and some ginger extract, directly on the skin of the test rats, and then they put a placebo on the other rats, and the test rats, in 6 weeks, the tumors were completely gone, where in the placebo group, the tumors continued to grow and overtake the rats. So we had a unique opportunity here because I realized that by eating the ginger extract, it was going to hit your stomach first. Now, when I told you to start taking the ginger extract, what did I tell you would happen when you went back to the doctors?
You told me that, emphatically, you told me that the tumor would shrink and it would just go away.
And then I told you that the doctors would be shocked, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right. And did that come true?
Actually, it came through twice.
Okay. So what happened was you went back for a PET scan. Let's pick up there. So after this diagnosis, and you're taking the ginger extract.
Well, sometimes things happen for a reason. In the interim, before I took the PET scan, I couldn't get insurance company to take my benefits for the cancer. So as I'm going through week by week, I'm still taking the ginger extract twice a day. And it's kind of like prolonging my visit to the PET scan people.
Right.
So I didn't have to take the PET scan right away.
How long was it between the last, how long was it from the time that you started taking the ginger extract till the time you actually went for the PET scan? Do you remember?
It was about 3.5 weeks.
Okay. Very brief period of time by anybody's standard. Okay. So you go in for the PET scan. What happens?
Well, to make a long story short, I'll just read you the findings right here. Findings say clinical history does not provide the site of the initial diagnosis.
Which, to interpret that, and we you and I read that 6 or 7 times, and what I said was the person that was interpreting this PET scan was basically saying, since you didn't tell us exactly where the mass was, we couldn't find it.
Exactly.
Okay. So now you've got a PET scan that says, we don't see anything in your stomach. So now what happens?
Well, I was still pessimistic about it. I must have read this report. You said you were 6 times. I must have read it 40 times.
Right.
I just couldn't believe it wasn't there. And I still wasn't sure about this. I called the PET scan people up the next day, and I said to them, how accurate is this? And he said, John, this goes in the percentile of anywhere between 94 and 96%.
Accurate.
Accurate.
Right.
And I said, that's pretty accurate. He goes, that's real accurate. And he says, if you have cancer, it's going to show it. So, as skeptical as I was, I was starting to see my eyes open a little bit like, this is not there. Now, I called the endoscopy doctor up, and I told him about this. And his first words out of his mouth was, you know, I'm not a professional in PET scan. So I go, well, I guess the next procedure will be taking out a scope. He goes, yes, it would be. And I said, well, what is your feelings about that? And this is exact words. He said, unless there's a major miracle, it's going to show again. And I said, really? And then I followed to say about the PET scan again, and he come back with the same answer. That is not my expertise in PET scanning. But we will see the next time we take the endoscope that it'll probably show again unless there's a major miracle.
Okay.
And I said, okay.
Now from the PET scan to the third and final endoscopy, how much more time went by and were you still taking the ginger extract?
I would say let me look at my notes. About 3 weeks.
Okay. So now you're taking this stuff for 6 weeks.
Right.
Okay. So you go into the endoscopy, and as you told me, the guy who does the endoscopies does not have the best bedside manner, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so...
Now, before we go on, the PET scan copy goes to the cancer doctor.
Right.
And I called him up, and I said, what's going on here? He says, I don't know what's going on either. He said, the evidence is that there's no cancer here. So I go, what do we do? He says, well, we have to go for the third scope again. And I said, well, what is your opinion about this? He goes, I don't have an opinion yet because I want to make sure on the third scope that what we're looking for is correct. And I said, well, that's fair enough. I'll go for the third one.
So you go back for the third one, and the guy that does the scopes, he's almost annoyed that you're back again, right? Because he's thinking, look, I already did this. Why do I have to do it again, right?
Yeah, he is, actually.
Right. So you show up, and you go in for the endoscopy once again, and then what was their findings?
Well, you forget what you said to me the night before. The night before I went in for the third scope, you said to me, I'd love to have a camera to take a picture of this guy's face when he comes out and finds there's no cancer. And I go, and I'm still skeptical now, even though I'm getting these findings coming back negative.
Right.
I'm thinking, well, I have nothing else to lose. I've been taking this ginger extract, and, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, so let me go in for it, you know. So when I went for the scope and sitting in the recovery room, he comes out and says to my wife, I don't know where it went, but it's gone. And whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Right.
Those are his exact words. And the thought in my mind was, when you said to me, I'd love to take a picture of this guy's face, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Right.
I said to him, by the way, I said, you don't think ginger extract had anything to do with this or play a role in this? He said, oh, no. That has nothing to do with it.
Right.
So yeah. I said, well, what happened to the cancer? It's gone. And with that, he just walked away from me.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk. I don't want to talk because it makes me so angry. Most physicians, there's a handful of good physicians out there. Don't get me wrong. They're not all bad. Just like there's not all bad mechanics. But most physicians are just so pompous. They drink their own Kool-Aid. They breathe their own ether. They believe everything. They're not open to anything at all except what they think is right. Okay, so now you have a diagnosis that the thing is gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, wow, I can't believe this, right?
Actually, I'm stunned.
Right.
It's more not even disbelief, I was stunned. So now I have to go back to see the cancer doctor again. And I think you were in the office.
And I went, but I want you to tell a story. So I'm there with you. So he comes in, and he's got just rosy things to say, right?
Right. And he's about as dumbfounded as everybody else is.
But you asked him, well, I was going to say $64,000 question, but that's no money nowadays. That's a tip. So you asked him the $64 million question. I was sitting there, and you said to him, how often have you seen this? And he's been an oncologist for 18 years, if I remember correctly, he said.
Yeah.
And how many times has he ever seen this?
He's never seen this.
He said to you, well, this happens often after chemotherapy, he said, right?
No, actually, what he did say, I said to him, I said, do you think ginger extract played a role in this? And he goes, well, I can't say it doesn't. I can't say it did. And he said, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. But then when he stunned me on what he said to me was, well, you know, chemotherapy wouldn't have done the same thing.
It would have done the same thing.
Would have done the same thing.
Right. Except
you and I just looked at each other like, okay, let me think about this one. Ginger extract or chemotherapy?
Yeah, that's an easy one to pick, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an easy one to pick.
Because chemotherapy destroys your body. A lot of people come away from chemotherapy with heart problems, kidney problems, especially when they use, there's a very popular chemo now called cisplatin, which actually has platinum in it. And it destroys your kidneys. Most people who have cisplatin therapy end up with renal failure. So it's like, yeah, you would have got rid of the thing in my stomach and probably destroyed 40, other organs in my body at the same time.
He was so baffled about this. He sent me down to Tucson, Arizona to see the foremost authority in lymphoma because he really didn't have an answer for this.
And Tucson, which is where they cured my dad of bladder cancer many, many years ago, they have an actual cancer institute there, right?
Yes, they do.
And that's where you went.
Right.
And so what happened then?
I had to see a doctor. His name was Dr. Persky. And he's the foremost of a lymphoma. And I showed him all the pieces of paper that I had, all the notes I had, all the pathology reports, the PET scans. And he came up with the same thing. Well, I shouldn't say he came up with the same thing. He said to me, well, you know, it could have played a role in it. And I said, really, about the ginger extract? He said, well, you know, this could come back. And I said, well, what could come back? He said, well, right now we're treating you for H. pylori.
Right.
Which is a bacteria.
Right. That does lead to that. H. pylori can stimulate a lymphoma in the stomach, or GML, which is known as gastric mucosal lining tumor. So.
Right. But his answer is just like everybody else. He's never seen this before.
And by the way, I found research after I came home from Phoenix that shows that ginger extract can cure H. pylori.
Yes, I read that in a ginger book.
Okay. So it's like, you know, now we're talking about like a full spectrum cure here for people who have stomach disorders, stomach cancers, and so on and so forth.
Right.
Let me just share with the audience, because we're gonna talk about a variety of other chemoprotective agents too besides ginger extract. But the reality is that ginger extract has been shown time and time again in peer-reviewed clinical studies to do something very, very unique, and that is it reestablishes cellular apoptosis. Every cell in your body is pre-programmed to die at a certain time, and when it doesn't die, but the new cells show up, this is when you have growths, like tumors. Well, ginger extract, or more importantly, one of the components of ginger extract, which is called gingerol, has been shown to reestablish cellular apoptosis. The landscape of apoptosis in the body is corrected, and it may do this through a variety of ways, including its powerful anti-inflammatory effects. However, regardless of how it does it, it's clear that ginger or gingerol is chemoprotective, and they are now starting to experiment with it in Canada as a secondary therapy along with chemotherapy to see, you know, they don't want to just go right with the ginger extract and have people dying. They're trying to side by side right now, and then eventually they're going to try the gingerol by itself. But the bottom line is that gingerol, the component found in ginger, has all of the magic that it takes for the body to correct its own cancers. And depending on where the cancers are, you may have to take more so that there's more gingerol circulating throughout your body. We had a unique opportunity. We were able to deliver the ginger extract right to the site of the tumor, in your case, in your stomach. So it was an ideal, like a perfect storm for this situation. But clearly, gingerol, the component in ginger extract, is a very, very powerful chemoprotective agent that everyone should consider, regardless of whether you have a history of cancer or not, because American diet today, which is very, very heavily laden in chemicals and carbohydrates, causes inflammation, and inflammation leads to cancer. And I did this purposely. I wanted to do this show, and I wanted to get something set up. I got a lot of emails a while back when I did a show specifically on ginger from people who said, I'm looking for ginger extract. I keep finding full spectrum. I can't find one that has 5% gingerol. That's the magic. It's got to be a minimum of 5% gingerol. So if you go to superhumanradio.com, you will find right on the homepage a way to get ginger extract, the same ginger extract you use, by the way, John.
Mm-hmm.
They can get pure ginger extract in half kilo and kilo sizes. I've set this up because so many people emailed me after the ginger show asking how they could get a high-quality ginger extract that I'm making it available to the listeners on the website. So, okay, so...
Now, let's go back...
Wait, hold this thought. I want you to hold your thought. Hold your thought, because let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we can pick up where we're leaving off with your thoughts. We'll go back in time at that moment. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me wanna... Oh! Let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA
has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about the remarkable outcome, personal experience, John Finnegan, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma of his stomach a few months ago, and miraculously reversed the outcome by himself by using pure ginger extract. So, John, you were going to say something before we went into the break. You wanted to go back to something you said.
The first time I went to the cancer doctor, and I was speaking to the nurse in the office, And I said to her, you know, the first test came back negative, second test came back positive. Am I fully diagnosed with cancer? And she goes, oh, yeah, you're good to go.
You got it, in other words.
Yeah, you got it. He says, you're going to be taking a bone marrow test in about 3 days, and then you're going to take a PET scan, and you'll probably be taking chemotherapy within about 3 weeks.
They actually, now the bone marrow was tough, wasn't it? That was pretty hard on you.
It was pretty hard. It was about an hour exam.
And they drill into your hip bone, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay, and then they put a tube in your chest in order to deliver the chemotherapy right to the stomach, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be another pain in the neck. I mean, you have to go in. That's kind of like a surgery when you think about it.
Actually, I just got the port taken out of my chest Thursday. And here's another remarkable answer. The doctor who took the port out said to my daughter, in all my experience as being a doctor, I've never seen this before.
Yeah, baby, but they don't know Carl Lenore, that's why. Anyway, okay, so the bottom line is the ginger extract allowed you to treat this on your own, and you continue to take the ginger extract, as you should, because the truth of the matter is every one of us is walking around with a tumor somewhere in our body. Just because we haven't been diagnosed. I know when they autopsy people that are 80 years old, they find masses in them. That just never bothered them.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all a result of inflammation. So everybody could benefit from taking ginger extract, especially since it does so many other things besides act as a chemoprotective. Do you notice that you have less pain? Didn't you have a knee surgery?
Yes, I did.
And do you have any notice? Wait a minute. Didn't you call me shortly after you started taking it and say, hey, I just noticed my knee doesn't hurt me anymore? Is that supposed to happen?
Yes.
So
the inflammation in my knee has gone down, accelerated. It's just, I feel it once in a while, where before I was not taking the ginger, I was feeling it all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's
and
amazing.
I played 3 games of basketball about 3 days ago, and after that, I usually, the next day, I'm in immense pain, and I woke up the next day with no pain in my knee at all.
Wow. It's remarkable. Remarkable. But you know what? It's nothing other than the fact that I'm aware of these things. People have to have the courage to try these things for themselves. It takes courage to take a chance like this because most people are afraid to make these kind of decisions. They want to let their doctors make the decisions for them. There's a couple other things that are really important in the way of chemoprotective values. For anybody out there who's considering that they have cancer in their lineage, they have, you know, a mom or a dad who died of cancer or both, and you're worried about this, or you're using agents, like everybody on, you know, listens to my show knows that I'm a hormone replacement therapy. I use secretagogues to raise my own growth hormone. So I'm very interested in maintaining a very, very low inflammatory markers because I don't want anything to grow that's not supposed to grow. Besides ginger extract, there's a few other things that you need to consider that there's a lot of profound research out there on, especially as it relates to colon cancer, which is a very popular cancer now. Folic acid has been shown to reverse colon cancers in some studies. And we're not talking about mega doses. We're talking about 2 to 3 milligrams a day. Folic acid is generally dosed in micrograms. And the average, I think the recommended dose a day is 400 micrograms. If you take 2 to 3 milligrams a day, very, very protective of the colon and women for breast cancer. It's also very protective for breast cancer as well. The reason that folic acid works is because it's a donor to DNA, and we all know that when DNA becomes damaged, it allows cancers to grow. So by feeding your body lots of folic acid, it allows DNA to replicate properly and repair itself. Another thing is important is melatonin. Melatonin has been shown to reduce so many different cancers, including liver cancer. So, you know, and I don't say young kids. I mean, anybody below the age of 25 shouldn't take melatonin because melatonin is one of those hormones that is a precursor to and a preamble to other hormones, and you have to let it kind of run its course. But after 25 or even close to 30, you can start taking melatonin. You don't have to take large amounts. 600 micrograms a night has been shown to elicit all the benefits of melatonin in a chemoprotective value. And you'll sleep better. And then the other thing that we've talked about on the show a couple different times, which is vitamin D3, cholecalciferol. If you're not getting regular sun, if you're not out there in the sun every day, you know, you if you work landscaping, then chances are you don't have to worry about vitamin D. But those who have darker skin, African Americans and people like myself, where we're Southern Italians, we have darker skin, we do not synthesize as much vitamin D from the sun. So if you're not getting a lot of direct sunlight, or if you are African American or a very, very dark skin, it pays to supplement with some vitamin D. Anything, anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 IUs a day is adequate. Once again, vitamin D has been shown to retard and reverse a lot of different cancers. So, you know, ginger extract, vitamin D, folic acid, and melatonin all have very, very powerful chemoprotective values to people out there. And naturally, they also reduce inflammation. And inflammation leads to a variety of diseases, including type 2 diabetes. And the other thing that has that's not a supplement that you can do, the reason that I believe exercise is so valuable as a chemoprotective agent, is raising your body temperature periodically. There's a doctor who was trained in UCLA. He was a professor, actually, at UCLA. And he now moved to Cologne, Germany in order to practice because the AMA got in his way here. He's curing some of the most radical cases of pancreatic cancer using something called hyperthermia therapy. And this is where they wrap the person's body and expose it to very, very high levels of heat to raise the core body temperature 2, 3, even 4 degrees to like almost assimilate a fever. And this reverses cancers. So exercising raises body temperature, or sitting in a sauna for 20 to 30 minutes a day can raise your core body temperature 1 to 2 degrees. This is another very, very valuable chemoprotective tactic that you can use when trying to ward off or fight cancer. And the reality is that physicians out there must begin to recognize that nutrition plays a role in the etiology of all diseases, and as such, it can be used to augment treatment of diseases. If they are not telling their patients, like you and I had this conversation, when you found out you had cancer, I not only told you about ginger extract, but I also told you to change your diet, right?
Yes.
And as a result of that, you actually ended up getting a lot leaner too, right?
I had lost 15 pounds.
How many pounds?
15.
Without even trying?
Without even trying.
Are you hungry? I mean, are you always hungry? Do you feel like you're starving yourself?
Well, when I got off the carbs, it was difficult in the beginning because my body was so used to it, you know, but it took time.
Carbohydrates stimulate inflammation. People who have high carbohydrate diets are promoting inflammation. And again, inflammation leads to disease. But the other magic in the lack of carbohydrates may be because of a study that was done in the University of Montreal that I actually had the scientists on the show a couple months ago, and that is that glucose signaling stimulates aging of the cells. So having lots of carbs in your diet is like putting the pedal to the metal on the aging process. It's going to make you age faster. And as your body ages, you are prone to cancers because of inflammation and DNA damage and so on and so forth. So you change your diet in concert with all. So it was really all of these things when you really think about it. It wasn't just the ginger extract. It was probably the nutritional changes that you made as well.
Everything.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of water.
Now, have you been checking your blood glucose at all lately?
Yes.
And now you're also drinking raw milk. I got you drinking raw milk as well. How do you like
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. It was a change from drinking
pasteurized milk, right. Yep. But do you like the way it tastes now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And the interesting thing about raw milk is raw milk actually has insulin in it, and it has a transporter protein that carries the insulin through the lining of the stomach and into the bloodstream. So you're getting that extra insulin. So have you checked your blood glucose since you changed the way you eat and all these changes that you made?
Well, even when taking the ginger extract actually does that trick also.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah. That's another added bonus you get with it.
But glucose management.
Right.
And the importance of glucose management is profound. It's very, very overlooked in this country. So, yes, you're right. And then the other thing is, I don't know if you notice it, but the ginger extract kind of gives you a little bit of energy. It's a stimulant to the adrenals.
Yeah.
So you don't get that jittery energy like caffeine. But you do get energy. There's no doubt about it. All right, listen, let's take our last commercial break here, and then when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's out. asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is my brother-in-law, John Finnegan. And he's sharing his personal story about being diagnosed and being undiagnosed, I guess, technically. Hi, John?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. You know, the problem with ginger extracts, everybody thinks about this when they're looking for a ginger extract product, is that there's a lot of different ginger products out there. Most of them say full spectrum, which just is another way of saying this is nothing but ground up ginger. You don't want just ground up ginger. What you want is a concentrated ginger in the form of an extract that has a minimum of 5% gingerols. And the reason that's important is the gingerols are what are possess the chemoprotective value and actually the pain relieving value and so on and so forth of ginger. Getting a good product that has 5% gingerols becomes difficult to find, and especially in the amounts that you have to take. You have to take 2 to 6 grams a day of ginger extract in order to really see the kind of benefits that we're talking about here. So you really have to, you know, you have to buy a considerable amount. So if you are interested in ginger extract, before you go hunting through the web and buying 60 bottles to last you 2 months, go to the website, superhumanradio.com. Right there on the homepage, as soon as you get there, you're going to see a little icon that says buy ginger extract. And I've negotiated a great deal with the supplier who supplies me with my ginger extract. And by the way, the guy's a fan of the show. He sells ginger extract in 50-gallon drums. And so he's been a fan of the show for a long time. And when I started buying ginger extract, he went, oh, I'll cut you a kilo. Don't worry about it. Because it was a pain in the neck for him to do. But what I did was I talked to him, and we ordered some ginger extract from him, already sealed up in kilo and half kilo sizes. So they're sitting here ready to go out. Very reasonably priced, much lower than you'll buy on the Internet. Very competitive, because I want everyone who wants this stuff to be able to get it, and I want them to be able to get this stuff. This is pure. It's the freshest. He gets it from India every single week. I mean, hundreds of pounds of this stuff. So it's sitting there, superhumanradio.com. Go there, check it out. You can get ginger extract and add that to your regimen to help your body. Anyway, John, so this journey comes to an end for now, I guess, right? I mean, now you're on track with your nutrition. You're on track with your supplementation. You feel good.
I owe it to you.
Well, you know, I said this to you when you first said that to me. I said, you know, John, I give advice on my show all the time, but take somebody's courage to try it. You had the courage to step out and try it. Most people would have just sat back and went, you know, I'm just going to let my doctor make the decision because he's the doctor. He's got to know more than me. And the reality is the difference between you and anyone in my audience and a doctor is the books that he's read. So if you invest the time and do the research, you can actually know more about a specific area of medicine than your doctor.
Well, I do now.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm actually packaging all the research on ginger extract and its chemoprotective value and emailing them to Dr. Persky so that he has something to think about. The problem with it is this. He will not be able to recommend it to anyone because it is not a pharmaceutical drug, and they will always use that BS, you know, well, we don't know about the purity, we don't know if it's reliable, we don't know this, we don't know that. It's got to be a pharmaceutical drug for a doctor to recommend it in most cases, especially a doctor at his level of the game. But I'm sending him the information anyway.
He said at his next conference he's going to use me as an example.
Well, then I got to get him the research quickly then. Maybe I'll even send him this show. Anyway. All right. Well, you got anything else you want to add?
No, I guess the only thing I want to add is to people that have any.
What's that?
I just want to let the audience know about how good this herb is.
Yeah.
And if they have any second thoughts about not taking it, it's there for the asking.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you have cancer. Take it now so you don't get cancer.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I take it. Hey, John, let's get off the subject for a second. So now let me ask you a question I've never asked you before. I'm going to put you on the spot here. What kind of kid was I when you think back?
Inquisitive.
Yeah.
If I had one word to label you, I would say inquisitive.
Yeah.
It was one thing that you would just put to the side and not stick your nose in.
Yeah. Okay.
No matter what it was.
Did you think I was a pain in the ass when I was a kid?
No, not really. I just, you know, growing up, everybody's a kind of pain in the ass.
Especially you know? When you're, let's let everybody know, you're a retired New York City police officer, and you worked in one of the roughest precincts in the world, and that's the 32nd precinct, right?
Correct.
So to you, most people probably looked like pains in the ass because you were waiting for them to do a crime, right?
Well, yeah. You know, back then I was a lot younger.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad everything turned out the way it did. I really am. And
every person I talk to now, when they start talking about medicine, my first words out of my mouth is ginger extract. You know, I'm like the foremost authority on this all of a sudden.
On ginger extract. Yeah, you're going to be like what Johnny Appleseed was to apples. You're going to be Johnny Ginger Extract.
Like 5 months ago, I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. All right, well, listen, John, I want to thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to come on the show and share your story with my audience, okay?
Oh, no problem.
All right, well, that's the end of this show. Thank you very much for listening to Superhuman Radio. And remember, you can get ginger extract at superhumanradio.com. Check it out. Best prices I was able to negotiate on the Internet. We will see you tomorrow with another show. Talk to you then. Bye.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Summer's almost here. Are you